All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio with MJ Green. She's the executive director of the Lander Community Foundation. She's here to talk about the challenge for charities that's going on right now. But before we get into it, how are we doing today?
I'm doing so well, Vince. How are you doing?
Doing swell. Happy that you were able to come by and talk about this. And I know you've been on the show before and people know who you are, but would you mind kind of telling us what the Lander Community Foundation does and what your role is there?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. I always love coming. So at the Lander Community Foundation, we provide resources and tools and education and basically helping build capacity for all of our over 100 nonprofits in Lander. There are about 50 that are active, so there's a lot of communication happening every day with nonprofits and organizations and even individuals wondering if they want to start an organization. So it's a lot of really fun work. We also facilitate and promote volunteerism. We created Lander Connected, and if you go to landerconnected.org, you can find a myriad of volunteer opportunities. Right now, there are a lot of Challenge for Charities volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. And first, we want to make sure we get all of our participating nonprofits signed up on there. But if you see something that you just need to wake up at 5 a.m. and help out on, we would love to have you sign up.
No, that's awesome. And once again, you're just kind of facilitating that volunteerism in the nonprofit groups.
Yeah, you got it.
So Challenge for Charities, you guys are heavily involved with it. Did you start this, or how did Challenge for Charities begin?
Yeah, it's really great question. So there's something similar to this community-wide fundraiser over in Teton County, specifically Jackson, called Old Bills. And about 12 years ago, this is our 12th year running the annual community-wide fundraiser Challenge for Charities. Our board had just a moment of brilliance and created something very similar, but really connected to Lander. So mm-hmm. provided an opportunity for anyone to donate between May 1st and July 10th every year. And they can donate to any participating nonprofit that they want. And all checks are made payable to the Lander Community Foundation and designated with their chosen nonprofit or nonprofits. And then we hold those funds according to the nonprofit. Meanwhile, we have been raising a matching fund, and so that pool of money gets also allocated to all of the nonprofits, and we match up to $10,000. So,
oh, wow.
It's amazing. So these nonprofits are working hard and getting their information out. People give between May 1st and July 10th, and then at the end of the day, we count up all the money that's been donated, and then we disperse every single dollar that was donated back out into the community.
And so where is that money coming from again? Is this from members of the community, or are people filing for grants? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. So these are all donations from individuals, from businesses. We actually have some other nonprofits donating to this matching fund as well. And then anybody can designate their dollar wherever they want to the participating nonprofit. This year we have 46 organizations.
Oh, wow. How does that compare to last year's?
Last year we had 43.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so year before that was 44. So we're kind of
hanging
in that.
Around, but you're a little bit of growth right there, yeah. Too. And you guys gave out a lot last year.
We did. Yeah. You remember it, that fun celebration. We gave out last year $502,000.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, we've given over $1 million back into the Lander community.
That's the number I remember. I didn't think it was $1 million in 1 year, but I remember like the combined, like in 2 years, it was mm-hmm. over $1 million.
Yep.
That's huge.
In the last 11 years, it's been almost $5 million.
Wow.
So over $1 million of that in the last 2 years. So a huge, huge hearty thank you to this community. It is incredible how people come out of the woodwork and they give. And I think Lander community and the greater community really realize that between May 1st and July 10th, your $100 is going to be potentially $150, $160.
Yeah.
So every single donation will be more because there is that match from our matching fund. And this year we have four platinum challengers. So four people have donated $20,000.
Wow.
And that is the same amount we had last year, but you know, that level is really remarkable for a family or a business to give $20,000 to the whole community.
But more than just giving them that money, it's an investment in the community.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's why, I mean, if the people have those funds, I'm sure they're more than happy to make that investment.
I think you're so right. You couldn't have said that any better. It is an investment for sure.
How can people reach out if they want to donate? Like, where's the list of, is there like a master list of all the nonprofits from this year somewhere?
Yeah, great question. So we have just printed the 2022 Challenge for Charities donation brochures. Many people will be receiving those in the mail by their organizations that they probably have been given money to in the past. You can also find the full list and the hyperlinked website or Facebook pages of all of those nonprofits on the Lander Community Foundation website. And so they just go to the Challenge for Charities page and they can see the list and read all about the participating organizations. People can donate online. The best way for us to receive donations right now is mailing a check payable to the Lander Community Foundation, P.O. Box 1131, and just designate who you would like your dollars to go to.
Okay, perfect. Make it easy for them.
So easy.
You guys have a Facebook page as well, too,
I assume? We do. Okay. Yeah, follow us. Like us. You know, however those social media pages work, please keep them coming.
Like, subscribe, follow, all the things. and that check ceremony is going to be August 11th, you said, correct?
That's right. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. So this year we're going to go back to the livery stable at the Museum of the American West and August 11th. And we're going to have live music from the Low Water String Band. We're going to have a food truck or two. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we really encourage everyone in the community to come out. It's all welcome, all invited. There's hopefully a surprise video that we're going to have ready to show then too. So definitely awesome. Worth a visit.
Oh yeah. It was fun last year and just adding low water and some good food. There's only going to make it more fun.
That's right.
And entertaining for the community. Did you guys have anything else for, LCF or Challenge for Charities in terms of events coming up?
Yeah, you bet. There is a co-sponsor between the Lander Art District and the Bossert Collective and the Lander Community Foundation, a street fair on Saturday, June 4th. And the street will be blocked off on North 2nd and Lincoln, I believe. And there will be lots of artists and other individuals selling items. There's going to be a mural showing, unveiling.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then there's going to be a handful of nonprofits out there. So if you're wondering, you know, who is doing what out there, what kind of services are offered in the community, show up at the Lander Art District, Bossert Collective, LCF Street Fair, June 4th.
June 4th. And does that have a Facebook event page or anything else yet?
That's a great question. I think it's probably in the works. I think there's going to be a press release that's coming out and probably see some flyers around
town. Well, as time gets closer, too, if you want to come back on or send anybody over to, please stop by and we'll chat about that as well.
Thank you.
Was there anything else that you wanted to get out to the community while you're here to talk about Challenge for Charities?
Oh, golly. I feel like I could talk all day to the community. Well, I just, again, on behalf of everyone at the Lander Community Foundation, thank you so much for showing up, pitching in, helping, donating, volunteering. It's definitely not too late to sign up for the races if you want to do any one of the 4th of July foot races, the 1 mile, the 5K, the half marathon. You can sign up on itsyourrace.com. I believe the registration amount will increase on May 15th, so get in there right now. We have some medals and some prizes,
nice.
And it's always a really great turnout. So, and just thanks to everybody who has already contributed, and to a special huge thank you to the Lander Police Department for being so incredibly easygoing and helpful when we put on these foot races. It's a lot of work, and we're very grateful for their time.
A lot of work. They do just such a good job with being easygoing with a lot of – there's so many Lander events. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, all right, get the barriers ready.
Right. It's so true.
Well, MJ, thanks for stopping by today. We do really appreciate it. And as I said before, please feel free to stop by as things get closer.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Vince.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more coffee time.